Good morning, everyone. We've already had reaction from the White House to the events at Fort Hood yesterday, where 13 people were killed and 30 people at least wounded when an American Muslim officer, a major, went into a facility at Fort Hood and began shooting with two handguns, one a semi-automatic handgun. More reaction now from far away from Fort Hood. We've heard from people on the base. We've heard from active service members in Iraq reacting to the events of yesterday. Kate Daly joins us now, health and lifestyle editor for Newsweek.com. She's at her home in New York City. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
We spoke earlier this morning and are continuing a discussion with Ibrahim Hooper with the Council on American Islamic Relations, who's on the line with us from Virginia. Good morning, Ibrahim Hooper.
Good morning.
Our own Takeaway Sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, is here in the studio and in the New York area.
Good morning.
Muslim Americans, American Muslims, are reacting to what's going on. What are your friends saying to you, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen?
I think everyone is just shocked that this occurred. And a lot of folks that I know personally have family that's also in the military. And so it's the same thing where you're like, what would have happened if this had happened to a member of my family, and how do I feel right now? So some of the people that we've heard from that have called in, that we've talked to, just starting to feel that personal tinge of like, this is scary. You know, this is a scary situation. And of course, as Muslims, people are going to start to point to us and say that this is a Muslim thing, and it's really not.
And what is the infrastructure that exists among American Muslims in the United States of support groups, people who can reach out, other than just your own Rolodex and your own little black books of friends that you always call in situations like
Frankly,
this?
Frankly, that's one of the failings of the American Muslim community, is that there's not enough of a good mental health institutions to support Muslims that need support. So I think that you're pointing out something that is a weak part in the community.
Ibrahim Hooper with the Council on American Islamic Relations, would you agree with that, that in many ways, in many communities, Muslims are on their own when something like this happens?
Yeah, unfortunately, as a minority religious community, we don't have the real infrastructure that we should have in terms of support on mental health issues or even other issues like domestic violence and these kinds of things. It's something we're working on. As the Muslim community grows and matures, these things are being addressed. But obviously, at least in this case, it wasn't addressed sufficiently.
All right. Again, the suspect in this case, Major Nidal Malik Hassan, an American Muslim. We've heard from family members who say they were shocked that this even happened. He's in a hospital, believed to be on a ventilator. So there's no word from the suspect himself. Kate Daly, how are families going to be, in an organized way, beginning to react to either deaths in their family or the being wounded on base in such a circumstance?
Well, when we're talking about military families, we have to recognize that they're already living in kind of a heightened state of emotional stress. You know, there's the stress of wondering whether or not their husbands and wives are going to be deployed. There's maybe the stress of living with someone who has returned from deployment and has their own PTSD issues. So to add this on top of all the other kind of psychological stressors that are currently being put on our military families is going to make recovery a lot more difficult.
Well, Kate Daly, as health and lifestyle editor for Newsweek.com, you point out something that we've been noting all morning here on the program, and that is there is a parallel universe in the United States. There is the military world that experiences these events in its way. And then there is a civilian world that is sort of sitting on the couch observing these events from a distance as they unfold in the media. And we've been getting some responses all morning long of people who are responding to this parallelism and responding to the fact that the suspect in the case is believed to be an American Muslim. Here are two reactions that we've already received this morning.
My name is Mike. I'm calling from North Jersey. I don't think anybody should take into account this person's religion. I don't believe that's really a factor. Too many people want to focus on that and make that part of the issue, when reality is it's really most of the time never part of the issue. It's just somebody just does something that for some reason or another nobody can explain, that they do something they shouldn't do.
Actually, I think it's just the opposite. It seems like when someone goes out and commits multiple murders like this or some sort of mayhem, that if they're Christian, they're surprised that person did it. And I don't find it surprising at all.
And Nora emailed us, after the tragic shootings at Fort Hood, I'm disappointed to hear John Huckenberry refer to the shooter as a Muslim American. At this point, the morning immediately after the horrible incident, we have no idea if his religion had any influence on his actions. If he'd been a Catholic, would you have felt the need to point it out? Ibrahim Hooper, how do members of the media approach something like this? You said earlier this morning that if it was John Smith, nobody would be asking any of these questions.
The mainstream media is generally pretty good on these issues. I mean, I've been a journalist myself, and you have to report on what's out there. When it popped up that his name sounded Muslim, you had to report on that. When find out that he worshipped at this mosque or worshipped at that mosque and had these views posted online, these things are reported. But what we see all too often is now there's kind of a Islamophobia machine, particularly on the internet, on talk radio, on the right-wing talk radio, and it generates this hatred towards Islam and Muslims, exploiting these kinds of incidents.
And we should point out that we haven't heard anything of that kind in any of the public media this morning. When I say public, I don't mean public broadcasting. I do mean, the media that we would be tuning into. But you have received hate messages, Ibrahim Hooper, with the Council on Islamic American Islamic Relations. Kate Daly, we also heard on this morning's program, and we don't have a whole lot of time, but that there is a shortage of infrastructure for counseling families, military families, both at Fort Hood and in the military generally. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, these reports that this man was also a psychiatrist are reports about military chaplains, the people who are supposed to help support these families, themselves having PTSD because they're hearing so many stories. They don't have the mechanisms to help, and there isn't a support system for the people who are providing support. So that's something else to take into account when you're looking at what might have gone on in Fort Hood.
Kate Daly, health and lifestyle editor for Newsweek.com, talking about how families are going to be responding to this and the apparent shortage, or at least it needs to be addressed, to the availability of counseling infrastructure for people in the military. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, normally you're our sports contributor, but this is a moment to reflect and teach both American civilians and people who are not Muslim Americans how to respond here. I think most Americans would say, I know how to respond. I'm tolerant. I don't hate people just because of their religion. But what goes through your mind?
I mean, when we had spoke about earlier about the mental health capability or facilities for American Muslims, and you have a psychiatrist who has a Muslim name.
Yeah.
It kind of points to that irony. It also comes to mind, it's just that my name is Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. What are people thinking about me?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can weigh in at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Thanks to Ibrahim Hooper with the Council on American Islamic Relations, also Kate Daly, and of course, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.